This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's been another suicide bombing at the UN compound in Baghdad. Today, a car bomb exploded at the entrance to the parking lot of the hotel where the UN offices are located. The driver and a policeman were killed. Today's incident follows a weekend of violence in Iraq that killed at least three U.S. soldiers and seriously wounded a leading member of the country's governing council. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. What more is known about today's bombing?
At the scene of the attack, I saw a burned-out vehicle. It looked like an old Mercedes-Benz, completely damaged and ripped apart. So it was quite a significant blast. But it appeared, Bob, that as if it didn't really cause any devastating damage. Two people were killed, as you mentioned. One of those was the suicide attacker, and several others were wounded. It's still not clear to me at all why the attack took place at that particular location in a parking lot. It is near the United Nations complex, so there's some speculation that it could be tied perhaps to this week's meetings where the president is expected to call on member states of the UN to sort of contribute more resources towards building Iraq.
Now, what about the investigation into Saturday's attack on a member of the American-created governing council?
Well, the investigation is ongoing. I mean, Iraqis have a pretty good idea about who's behind these types of attacks, Bob. There's little doubt that that attempt on Saturday, the attempt on the life of Aqila al-Hashimi, was well planned. The gunman had staked out her neighborhood. They were waiting for her to come out of her home. But in terms of actually finding the attackers, we've had no indication that investigators are necessarily closing in. We do know that she was almost certainly targeted because of her affiliation with this Iraqi governing council. That of course, is the body that was set up by the U.S. administrators here to sort of smooth the transition toward Iraq's eventual sovereignty. Now, she's one of three women on the council, and she's very, very visible. She's well-known. She's a well-known supporter of the U.S. authority here.
Has security been increased for Iraqis cooperating with the United States?
There's no question that security has been stepped up, but I should add, Bob, that it was always fairly tight. I mean, the members of the governing council are increasingly inaccessible. They move around with security teams. They meet behind closed doors. The problem is that it's simply impossible to keep any one member 100% protected. This is a city of 7 million people, and there's a kind of perpetual chaos in Baghdad. I mean, cars sort of driving on both sides of the road and huge crowds sort of standing in one area for no apparent reason. So it's an easy place to blend in, an easy place to hide, and certainly it's an easy place to hide for those violently opposed to the U.S. presence here.
Any progress on reforming Iraq's economy?
Yes. Over the weekend, there was a meeting in Dubai, and that was held by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. And at that meeting, the Iraqi finance minister, he announced a proposal to open nearly all sectors of the Iraqi economy to foreign ownership. But there are two important exceptions. Oil is one of them. That will remain a majority Iraqi-owned sector. And real estate will as well. But everything else is fair game. And it's a major change from the previous regime where almost every single sector of the economy was state-owned and foreign investment was very, very tightly regulated.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.